West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The flesh. Amen. The first thing, what we're to do is allow the river to flow. If the river flows, the water level is going to rise in our life. And the first thing it will deal with concerning us is our flesh. The carnal, natural man that is at enmity against God. That's the first thing that'll go. If you let the river flow. Tell somebody, let the rivers flow. It'll deal with the flesh. The next thing was that the hills, the trees were covered. Hills represent levels of authority and government, sometimes persecution. All those things that are represented, the water level rose above that. Amen. And it kept rising. And while it kept rising, the ark kept rising. That's why the Bible tells us, arise and shine. God's going to see to it that we arise. We're buoyant. Amen. While everything else is being killed, we're going to rise. While that stuff that has held us back is going to be dealt with, we're going to be rising. Amen. So the flesh was the first thing. It rose above the hills. Trees, tops of trees were covered. Then it rose high enough to cover the mountaintops. Mountains represent authorities. Mountains represent, you know, those controlling and ruling. But the water rose above the mountains. And finally, I love this part too. Finally, the fowl of the air. The water rose so high that the birds, the fowl, had no place to land. And they were destroyed. Those fowl represent, in many places in the scripture, evil spirits. Here's what I really want to get across to you. See, the water level back then that came from the fountain of the deep, I liken today the rivers that come out of the children of God. Amen. See, as you let that river flow, the water level in your life is going to rise. Amen. Till the flesh is dealt with. Till all your insecurities are dealt with. Till persecutions don't bother you anymore. Till finally demon spirits are dealt with. Amen. Till finally the only mandate left was the ark. Only thing left, floating. Everything else was gone. Habakkuk 2:14. I keep saying Micah. Habakkuk 2:14. I just want to show you this. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In other words, God's going to deal with this thing in a way to where the only mandate in the earth is going to be his mandate. The enemies spewed out a flood. Amen. Wouldn't you say he spewed out a flood at us? A flood of misinformation, a flood of propaganda, a flood of demonic spirits, the CERN project in Switzerland, you know, all kind of dark matter. You've heard me talk about stuff like that's been introduced to humanity. All this vaccine stuff, which have fetal tissue and animal tissue and killing millions of people, amen, with this stuff. All this stuff has been a flood thrown at us. But see, it's getting ready to rain in the spirit. Come on, I say it's getting ready to rain in the spirit. The devil done threw his flood, but God is just waiting now, and we've entered into a Kairos time where there's coming a flood from heaven. But see, what we are to do is align ourselves. Amen. He that believes on me. That's why we've been fighting the fight of faith. That's why we refuse to leave. Amen. That's why we refuse to get off the wall. That's why we refuse to lay down our sword. We're fighting the fight of faith till we get breakthrough on every corner. Amen. Till everybody breaks through. Till there's nobody left behind. Till everybody takes their position. Then when God sees that, heaven has to respond. Amen. And there's going to be a move of God that the earth has never seen before. I said there's coming a move of God that the earth has never seen before. It's going to overshadow Acts. It's going to overshadow Exodus. It's going to overshadow all the books of the Bible. God has saved the best for the last. And you and I are part of that number. Do you believe that tonight? How many really believe that tonight? Come on, do you really believe that tonight? Thank God I'm in that number. You've been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. The greatest opposition, but the greatest breakthrough. The greatest evil, but the, amen, the greatest anointing. Amen, the darkest hour, but the brightest light. Hallelujah. Amen, nothing's going to remain the same. But see, because see, God is awakening his church. I say he's awakening and aligning his church so that we are just positioned to let the rivers flow. I said, just let the river flow. Amen. There were 12 that walked with Jesus and they turned upside down the then known world. How about today? When in every nation, I said, when in every nation, God begins the kairos, begins to, see, here's one of the things that's going to happen. A sudden increase in the water level of the Spirit is going to come. It ain't going to be because, it won't be because you prayed all night. Pray all night if you pray all night. It won't be because you went on a 40-day fast. If God leads you to do that, do that. This is a kairos. This is God going to do it. God going to unleash something on the inside of you. Amen. You're going to be something. See, but you got to be positioned. You know, you just got to be walking with him. Got to be loving him. Just doing what you know to do that you can do. And God's going to do what you can't do. Amen. Your vessel is about to overflow. I said the vessel is about to overflow. Get ready for the overflow. Get ready for some breakthroughs. Amen. Get ready for some things to happen that ain't never happened before. Come on. We're living in that time now. We've seen ugly like never before. We've seen evil on a level like never before. Get ready to see God. Oh, y'all, some of y'all ain't hearing me. Get ready to see Abba Father. Get ready to see the goodness of God. Get ready to see grace like never before. Get ready to experience power like you've never seen it before. Get ready for signs and wonders and miracles like never before. Tell somebody right now, it's coming. And it's coming fast. Oh, y'all got a little tiny taste of it just here tonight. In your prayers, you felt it. Come on, breakthrough is here. I said, breakthrough is here. The devil done forced the hand of God. Now he getting ready to show the world who God is. I said, he getting ready to show the whole world who the real God of heaven and earth is. Amen. Now let me give you something else here and we're going to stop. In the word says in verse 15 through 17 of Genesis 7. And they went in under Noah in the ark, talking about the animals, two by two, two and two, of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Verse 17. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bear up. I want you to take note of that phrase, bear up the ark. And it was lifted up above the earth. Verse 18. Is there verse 18? And the waters prevailed. See, what's going to happen? The waters are going to prevail. It's not a government program. Thank God for, you know, those in government that are trying to do right and are doing for the people. But it's not the government that's going to prevail. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. It's not that program. It's not something in the medical field that's going to prevail. All that has its place. But what's going to prevail, the difference maker, is the water rising. Amen. It may seem like it has nothing to do with what's going over there. Yes, it does. Your walk with God may seem like it has no impact or anything to do with what's going on. Yes, it does. Amen. Because when there are things going on in the earth, it's like a magnetism that draws heaven in. And we pray it all the time. Thy kingdom come. Is that right? I may not know exactly what it looks like, but I pray, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. And because you are magnetic, because you carry the rivers, because you carry the declarations, because you carry the spirit, when you pray that, when you align yourself, kingdom comes. And when kingdom comes, it begins to look like what's going on in heaven. Amen. Going on the earth, and not this other foolishness. So, amen, whether you realize it or not, you are carrying a kingdom. You are carriers of a seed. And your words, your deeds, your thoughts, where you tread, it makes a difference. What you carry, amen, will determine how the earth responds. When you are walking in God's plan and in his purpose, the earth will respond a certain way. Yes, it will. Amen. You can be blessed when no one else on the job is really being blessed. Everybody there stressed out, but a child of God is there. Full of joy. Full of peace. Still prospering. Why? Because you are of another kingdom. Amen. And you're believing on him as the scripture has said. So out of your belly is the flow. Watch it. They're joy stealers. They try to stop your river from flowing. Don't walk away from negative people. Run. You know what I mean, right? The ark was lifted up above the earth realm. There's a phrase there, bear up. And I said this in the first service. It's the word nasa. In the Hebrew, is number 5375. Nasa, to bear up. The ark was borne up, or God, the waters bear up the ark. That means to declare independence. It means to be free. It also means to die to self and flesh. When the ark, see the ark, our place of safety, our refuge, is borne up by the waters of the Holy Spirit. And it causes us to enter into an independence. It frees us up just simply by letting the rivers flow. So that's what I want to leave with you tonight. Amen. Let the fountains of the deep be broken up. Deep is calling unto deep now. Amen. God not playing games. Even though he gonna love us no matter what we are. But if you'll hear, deep is calling unto deep. God wants to take you deeper to break that fountain up. So that when that fountain is broken up, it'll cause heaven to respond. Are you hearing? There are angels that are sent that are assigned to you. They're working. Get out of their way. Don't, you know what I mean? Get out the way. Get out the way. Don't be in the way. Don't be, amen, the problem. Be the solution. Keep the word in your mouth. Let the river flow. Stand to your feet. Just let that river flow.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.